This is the BBC from London. We now cross to Her Majesty the Queen for a statement.
My little Britwits, I am speaking to you from my large, secure and lavishly decorated underground bunker. It seems we have been attacked by nuclear weapons. This is a shame, as I was planning to do some topless gardening at Windsor. When my husband heard about the nuclear attack on London, he was most annoyed. He said the Soviets were complete bastards and promptly had another scotch and fell asleep. The corgis were not happy either. The shockwave of the explosion reached Windsor and they went about shitting and pissing all over the castle. My 18th century Chinese rug was covered in dog shit, which was accidentally trodden in by the Prince of Wales. Needless to say, I was bloody livid. Even though vast swathes of the capital have been reduced to smouldering toxic piles of rubble, we shall never waver in the face of such outrageous acts of war. I have already dispatched the Duke of York to go over to Russia and spank their asses. The Prime Minister will also be on hand to supervise what I've dubbed Arsid Eden. Rest assured, we will win this war. We will not be defeated. We will rebuild London, especially Buckingham Palace, which you, the taxpayer, will pay for. For the second time in less than a century, we will rise again and become a stronger, better and greater Britain. Whichever god or deity you pray to or seek comfort, I urge you to pray like you've never prayed before. It is vital that you keep calm and carry on. I must go now, but I'll be back with an update in 2 days. Goodbye, my lovely little piggies.
That was a statement from Her Majesty, the Queen.